Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Socially Sensitive Podcast. This is Socially Solo episode number 53. Today's Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. Today's the first official fall day. Get ready for those leaves to change. Today's national days. Today is car-free day, where they encourage everybody around the world to give up your car, your vehicle for a day. It's also known as World Car-Free Day. I guess you should try to use alternative transportation today, whether it's public transportation, ride a bike, walk. I know that's not possible for a lot of people, but it would be kind of cool. Imagine if everybody actually followed this and there wasn't one vehicle on the road today. That would be something to see. It'll never happen, but that would be interesting to see. Today's also National States and Capitals Day. You know, as kids, we learn, you know, typically we learn about all the states and capitals in elementary school, you know, somewhere around grade 3, 4, 5, right in there. You start with the state you live in, and then you just learn about the whole country, all 50 states and 50 capitals. And it's amazing to me how many people, first of all, don't know that there are 50 states, but you know, everybody's seen all of those videos on YouTube. Here we'll play a little bit of an audio clip from one of those.
Do you know how many stars there are on the U.S. flag?
52?
Yes. What state is Utah in?
Michigan.
Yes. Do you know what state Utah is in?
Utah, to be honest with you, I never heard of that place ever in my life.
Can you name three countries besides the USA?
I suck at history. That was like my worst subject. Can we do like science?
No. Any three.
You know, and most of these questions he's asking are elementary grade questions. Most of the people he's asking are young 20-somethings. They're walking around the streets of New York just asking random people. And when we've gone over some of these videos before, we've always mentioned that I assume he asks hundreds, if not thousands of people, some of the same questions before they cull it down to these people who don't know the answers just to make for a funny video. That's what we would hope. Not sure.
You know this.
A country? Oh my jeez, this is terrible. Oh my god. A country. Wait, besides the US?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Alright, it's fine.
I can't do history, I can't.
Do you know how many dimes there are in the dollar? Make up $1.
A dime is the 10 cent or the 5 cent?
You tell me.
I don't know.
Can you name three countries besides the USA? Any three. You know this.
Canada? New Mexico. Right? That's good?
Yeah.
Damn, I need one more.
Yeah, so you got Canada, New Mexico, and what?
Damn. I need to go back to school.
Do you know how many states there are in total in the US?
100.
How many continents are there?
3.
Continents?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know what?
I imagine he always answers yes to all these videos. I'm assuming he doesn't want the confrontation with the person. And as soon as he says no, then it turns into a conversation about, well, maybe what's the correct answer? Or the person feels like, I'm not doing this anymore because I'm just getting them all wrong. So that's my reasoning as to probably why he says yes to every answer they give.
Two countries border the U.S.
So bordered?
Yeah, like on the borders.
The only border that I know is Puerto Rico and Mexico.
Yes, who fought in the Civil War?
I don't know. You talking about president-wise?
No, the people. Who against who?
I don't know that one. I know it had to do with France and I don't know the other one.
France and who? You're close.
France and the British are the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So, damn, I don't know.
Who did they fight against?
Us?
Yes! Do you know what continents we're on right now? Do you know who fought in the Civil War?
Who fought in the Civil War? Fuck. Like from the president?
No, like who against who?
It was the Nazis versus Germany. No. Yes. No. I'm gonna say yes, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes. You actually just guessed that?
Nah, yeah. I'm kind of smart.
You didn't know that? Oh. Did they teach you that in school or what?
They taught me it, but I just guessed it now, but...
Yeah, so
it's like,
probably,
I forgot,
probably,
but...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was right in the back of your head and, like, it came up.
Yeah.
How many Kardashian sisters can you name?
Kendall Jenner, Kylie Jenner, Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, Kourtney Kardashian. Is that all? That's all.
Yeah, that's all of them, for sure.
You're smart.
Yeah, dude, you're a genius. How many seasons are there?
May, June, July, August, September, October, December. Eight? No.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said eight.
Yes. Can you name three countries besides the USA?
Three countries?
Yeah.
Canada, Mexico, and, Asia. No, Asia. Yeah, Asia.
Yes. What state is Utah in?
Utah? I don't know what Utah... I'm terrible. Best friend. I don't know. I don't know history. Up? Like, that history, world history stuff, I don't like. I'm mad.
You know what 3 times 3 times 3 is?
3 times 3 times 3. 3.
No, you know this.
Yeah, I know this. Stop. Hold on. Nah, cause that's supposed to be a trick. That's supposed to be a trick thing. But like, I gotta do it in my head. Sorry. 9 and then 9 times 3. Damn. Damn. Oh, 36.
What's 3 times 3 times 3?
What's 3 times 3 times 3? 36.
Yes. What's 3 times 3 times 3?
3 times 3 times 3? 9 times 3. But I don't know, I ain't gonna lie, I'm retarded.
Yeah, take a guess, a number.
Like 36?
Yes. What's 3 times 3 times 3?
12.
Yes. Do you know what continent we're on right now?
No. I don't know none of that.
Do you know who the current vice president is?
Vice president? No, I don't know his name, but I know I heard of it. I don't know.
You remember his name?
I know he's from Bulgaria, if I'm not mistaken.
What's the capital of Chicago?
Capital of Chicago. Dame un segundo, I gotta think.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Is it Los Angeles? I feel like that's so wrong. Wow. That's not even a capital. My dumb ass. Capital of Chicago. I really don't know that one.
What language do the people in Idaho speak?
What?
Like the language, the people who live in Idaho, what do they speak? Do you know?
Hell no. I don't know. What? Japan?
Do you know how many presidents we've had so far?
Oh no. No, like...
Around how many?
11? 10?
Yes, around there. How long is a quarter of an hour?
25 minutes.
Yes. You know that what two countries border the U.S.?
You said what two countries what?
Border.
Mexico. I don't fucking know. Mexico and, I don't know. I forgot.
Yes. How many dimes make up $1?
How many dimes?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're doing math now? Why are you doing all the questions I can't answer?
Take dimes, a guess. You know
dimes,
this.
Dimes, dimes. Wait, I'm trying to remember what dimes are. Wait, a dollar?
Yeah.
Next question.
How many minutes are in half an hour?
60.
Yes.
Wait, half an hour? Yeah, 60, right?
In half an hour?
No, 45, 30. 30.
Which one?
45.
Which number? One number.
35.
Yes, you almost messed up.
How many dimes make up $1?
1,000 or 100? 100.
Yes. What year was the U.S. founded?
What year?
Yeah.
Oh, you lost me with that one.
Around what year? You know this.
Around what year was founded? I feel like I should know this one.
I feel like you do know this one.
What year was it founded? Nah, you got it with that one. I don't know.
Guess, like, around what year, if you had to guess.
Nah, because I'm going to look at that.
Guess a year, you know.
A year.
Around when?
Founded. I'm going to be like, 1995? No.
94, 95.
95.
It was 94.
Yo, what the fuck?
Yes. Do you know how long a quarter of an hour is?
A quarter of an hour, that's 25 minutes.
Yes. How many seasons are there?
Five. Wait, spring, right? That's seasons. Spring, summer, winter, fall. Four. Spring, summer, winter, fall.
If you're driving 60 miles an hour and you've been driving for 1 hour, then how far do you travel?
I don't know. Like, 60 miles. I don't know.
What's a guess?
30 minutes? I don't know.
60 miles an hour?
Yeah. And you've been driving for an hour, then what's the distance you go? How far do you travel?
I don't drive, so I don't know.
I wish I knew, but I don't know.
Take a guess. Like, imagine you're in a car, and you're driving 60 miles an hour, and then you've been driving for an hour, then...
60 miles an hour is kind of fast.
Yeah, it is pretty fast. So how far do you think you'd get in that time?
It wouldn't take me that long, so maybe like 20 minutes?
Yes. Do you know how many stars there are in the U.S. flag?
Dang, okay.
Around how many?
15, 16, 15, I don't know.
15 or 16?
Yeah, 15.
Yes. How long is a quarter of an hour?
Like 30, a half an hour. That's 30 minutes, right?
Yes. When do they celebrate the 4th of July in England?
I don't know.
If you had to guess.
Is it in July 2?
Yes. Nice. 2 days before us. Do you know who fought in the Civil War?
You know who fought in the Civil War?
Yeah.
People?
Yeah.
Soldiers.
You got me there. If you were born 10 years ago, then how old would you be today?
10 years ago. I don't know. I'll be like 14, 12. 12? You don't even know how old I am. If I was... What was it again?
If you were born 10 years ago today?
If I was born 10 years ago today, how old would I be? I'm 20. Mm-hmm. You're 20? 10, right? I said 12, close.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, most of that is stuff that everybody, it's just basic information, most of it. It's not like they're asking ridiculous detailed history questions or complex math. I don't know. I guess the fact that people can't count money and change. I mean, I guess a lot of people don't use actual money anymore. That's just information everybody should know. Here I've got a list of some information that nobody really needs to know. I just come across this list. It was, interesting facts. First one is the letter Q is the only letter not found in any of the state names. Next one is Sweet Home Alabama is an actual real place. There is a volcano in New Jersey. South Carolina has a place called Monkey Island that has over 4,000 rhesus monkeys on it. The state bird for Wisconsin is a plastic flamingo. The Empire State Building in New York has its own zip code. And the one I saw odd, I had never heard before, it's illegal to bury people in San Francisco, California. San Francisco back in 1912, they banned burials because cemeteries were, they were getting full and they considered them a health hazard. I mean, more than anything, the real estate, much too valuable to be burying people in, I guess. So in 1912, San Francisco announced that they would do more than banning it. They kicked out the dead. So they moved all of the bodies that were buried in San Francisco. At that time, there was, I think it was a little over 150,000 bodies that they moved from San Francisco to Colma, California. It's a small town right there near it. And it's a town of 1,600 living people there, and they have over 1.5 million dead people buried there. And the History Museum in Colma is nicknamed the City of Souls. They sell T-shirts at the History Museum that read, "It's great to be alive in Colma." I thought some of that was kind of interesting information to learn, but most of it is useless information. Unlike in the video where most of the questions he was asking, you should know how to tell time. You should know how to count change. You would think that would be part of everyone's day-to-day life, but maybe not. Either way, just want to thank everybody for listening. And if this is your first time, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the show. You want to make sure you get every episode as we release them. And be sure and leave us a comment. Let us know or a review. Let us know what you think of the show. You can do that on whichever app you're listening to. And we're on all of them. Anchor, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google, Overcast, all of them. But we release the full episode every week. And we release these, the Socially Solo episodes, every morning. So, hope you enjoyed this episode and have an amazing rest of your day. See you tomorrow. Bye. If you haven't already, subscribe to Socially Sensitive on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever your favorite podcast platform is. And while you're there, leave a review and a 5-star rating. You can also find us on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and all social media platforms by searching the tag @sociallysensitive. Also, check out our website, sociallysensitive.com, and grab some officially licensed products.